Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. Each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM, we are live and local at Schmoe's Brewery just north of 28th Street on Patterson. First little intersection north. You got to get over here. Chef Dewey's throwing down some wonderful breakfast. We'll check out our Facebook, the Grillin' Guys, and I think we just posted a picture of the vittles we're getting over here at Schmoe's.
About the best-looking breakfast plate I've ever seen.
Oh, I know. It was fabulous.
Incredible.
Yeah, it had some smoked pork on there and poached eggs and some asparagus and some fried potatoes, a little garnish with some limes. If you aren't, your mouth's not watering right now, man, you're missing out. Check it out on Facebook, though, at the Grillin' Guys, because we just posted a picture of it.
Yeah, Chef Dewey's opening up a restaurant on Remembrance. We're going to have to get up there when he gets that thing open, because he's going to do like a burger joint, and I got a feeling those are going to be the best burgers in Grand Rapids in no time.
Yeah, they sure will.
Dude's got some skills. You know, Jop, we got a new sponsor on the show. It's called Hanson Feed and Seed, and they are in Greenville. And I think you went to a class I put on there with me once. Rob and I were up there doing a barbecue class, and they're on the north end of Greenville, right on 91. And they're a good one dealer. They're a tech dealer. And they also sell some pellet stoves, Cumberland pellet stoves. They've got on sale right now for like, I don't know, $19.99. Phenomenal pellet stove. You can really save a lot of money in your heating bill. Well, they've got a sale going on today, and they've got Santa. If you want to go see Santa and pick up maybe some pet foods and some stuff for your house, 1 to 2:30, go see Santa at Hanson Feed and Seed, and welcome to the show, Hanson's.
Yeah, they're right on M91 north of town there. You can't miss them on the left-hand side. You know, Bob, I buy a lot of my bird seed up there. Judy and I really enjoy feeding the birds throughout the winter and
yes,
having
you
them come
do
up on the deck and stuff. So that's a great place to get the bird seed there, and they're one of the few places that carries the shelled sunflower seeds. And what I mean by that is there's no mess. The birds eat it all.
Oh.
It's a little bit more, but the little shells don't end up all over the ground.
You always have like an inch of stuff on your deck from those birds.
Right, yep. And this kind of stuff, it's a little more money. It's like $50 for a 50-pound bag. But I tell you what, it's all eaten. There's no waste, and you don't have any mess to clean up in the spring. That's
now,
my Hanson tip
for the day.
Have
you ever spatchcock one of those bluebirds?
No? Only after they hit the windows in my house.
You know, we're getting ready for Christmas and doing all this talk of holidays. Wasn't it great talking to Sharon Roberts? Man, did I feel guilty listening to her tell me how to shop. I've been doing it wrong all my life, I think.
I don't know if it's guilty or pathetic, but I was feeling bad,
yeah,
too, you know.
Like,
and,
wow.
And this whole thing about buying a gift for your wife or your significant other, you know what? To me, what she said made a ton of sense, but I got to break down all that psycho stuff that a woman thinks, because I think simpler, right? And here's what it is down to me, is be thoughtful rather than practical. Okay, observe what's going on, decide what your wife enjoys, what she likes, or your significant other, and try to get her something around that. And if you can focus on that, and I'll give you my example, because my wife is a very avid reader. And I read magazines, she reads novels, right? Our house has the can lights up in the ceiling, and they light the room, but they don't light it bright enough
right
to read. So is a lamp a practical thing? It is, unless you get her one that's specific for her chair, comes over the top, and it's going to put direct light right down on her book or whatever it is she's doing there, because she sits there for hours. We're not big TV watchers, you know. We'll we'll read and or be on a computer or something at night when we're sitting there together. But that's I think that's where I'm going is, and that's what I heard Sharon say to me was, you know what, observe what your wife likes or your significant other. And just do something thoughtful rather than a reaction. So, honey, if you're listening, you're going to get a light for Christmas. It doesn't sound like a great deal, but on the other hand, I think it is because it's really going to help you do what you enjoy every day.
Now, if you were a survivalist or more practical, you could just go to Alan Bob's and get her a nice couple little hat lights. And then, see, when the power's out, you follow me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
That's
yeah.
What I and honestly... She'll look really good with a hat light on.
Yeah, again, is that for you or is that for her?
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, so getting ready for the holidays. Every Christmas, my sister-in-law, Liz, makes this, I don't know, it's like an Irish cream. It's kind of like a homemade Bailey's kind of deal, but I just asked her this morning to text me the recipe. This is a tradition in the Nurmico Christmas lineup, and every year we have a big... jug of this because a single bottle doesn't work anymore, but it's so good. It's good with coffee. It's good on the rocks. It's just a good little shot and then a little snifter, whatever you want to do.
So the guys, get your pencil out because we'll put this on the grilling guys, but there's only four or five ingredients here,
it's
so
really
write
easy.
This stuff down. This
That's
is an
right.
easy one.
Yeah, it takes 3 eggs, 10 ounces of whipping cream, and then 8 ounces of whiskey, little more whiskey's okay, and then 4 ounces of chocolate Ovaltine. Okay.
You and your Ovaltine, you had that last week in your iced coffee deal.
Yeah, I love Ovaltine.
Okay. All right.
My old pal.
Right, I guess.
Uh-huh. And 1 can of Eagle sweet condensed milk. Milk or milk, which
right,
is it?
Right.
Okay, you blend those together and you put it in the fridge, and... if you want to throw a little vanilla, or if you want to take it in a little different direction, there's all kinds of things you can do to affect that. Some people throw a little mint schnapps in there. Some people go with a little touch of coffee, something like that.
Run that down again real quick if they
can get
it.
Okay, so it's eggs, whipping cream, and that's the stuff in the carton.
Right.
Heavy cream, they call it. 8 ounces of whiskey at least. 4 ounces of chocolate Ovaltine. And see, the recipe calls for Nestle's.
Quick.
But the Ovaltine is better because, number one, it's an American company. Nestle's is foreign now. And it's got the malt in it. If we're back to the malt, it thickens and...
is it a better flavor, that malt
it is,
flavor?
It is. It really is. And then some Eagle sweet condensed milk.
Okay.
No brainer. And it's homemade, you know?
Here's mine, guys. My family comes over, and we have a big meal. And then afterwards, we tend to go down to my lower level where I've got like a game room, got a pool table, stuff like that. Well, I got a bar down there, and the ladies like my mint chocolate martini. And this is easy. Take candy canes off your tree, whatever it is, throw them in a plastic bag and hit them with a wooden hammer. Go out in your garage and get a hammer. The idea is to crush up the peppermint, right, the candy cane. And then I'm going to take that out and I'm going to take an orange and run around the rim of a martini glass and then turn it over and kind of squiggle that in that crushed candy cane so you get that mint on the edge. And then I'm going to take vanilla vodka. I'm going to take Kahlua. And I'm going to take... what is a chocolate liqueur, and there's a lot of them out there.
Yes.
Godiva makes one or
yep.
whatever. But that vanilla vodka, the chocolate liqueur, mix that stuff up, shake it in a martini and put it on there, and it's peppermint chocolate. My family just goes ape over those things, man, and they're easy to make. If you want to jazz it up a little bit, drizzle a little Hershey syrup inside the glass before you put the martini in there. Really pretty presentation, and everybody loves them. It's not a high alcohol thing at all. It's a sipper, but it's just a nice little dessert drink, the little peppermint patty.
That was quite the throwback phrase.
Yeah.
My family goes ape.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, family of primates at the Joppies. That's good.
Yeah.
Upper-level primates.
Coming up next, we're going to break down some of the holiday food traditions that happen into Nurmico and the Joppy household, from hors d'oeuvres to side dishes and the things to interesting, should be a lot of fun. But you listen to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We'll be back.
I am a guy.
and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.